Luzech Nishmas Avi Mori Yakub Lisa. Pinchas Luzech Nishmas Daniel Shena. That's Yeshua Fowler. This week's parshas of Vayikra. The Torah begins Vayikra al Moshe Vaydabe Hashem Eilov. So it's a very interesting lashon. Vayikra al Moshe. You know, it's usually in the Torah it says Vaydabe Hashem al Moshe Leimor, right? Here it's Vayikra al Moshe. First he calls Moshe, and then Vaydabe Hashem al Moshe. So what's this extra lashon Vayikra al Moshe? Okay, it says L'chol adibro z'chol amiras z'chol tzivuyim kadma kriya l'shon chiba l'shon shamalachei asharis mishtamshim bo shenema v'karol zel zeh aval v'yehem l'sa akum nigla aleim l'shon arai. So there was always a kriya beforehand, even though it doesn't always say in the Torah the kriya. But Vayikra Moshe, first he calls to Moshe and then he speaks to Moshe. So what's the initial kriya? What is that all about? So in the Sefer Panim Yafos by the Hafla, the Shar Blad is page 3, and here on page 4, he says like this: Perish Rashi Loshon Chiba Loshon Shamalacha Esharish Mishtam Shibo. Kvar Perashtu Inyonim Beperk Vayunucholim Shloshes Yomim. By Matan Torah, he says, "Shakol mitzvah tzricha hachana." He says, "Every mitzvah you have to have hachana before the mitzvah." Moshikos of Chazal haskein atzmecha l'mo Torah, or deizeh nasa kli muchan the kabel or hatorah mitzvahs. So it's because whenever you learn, whenever you do a mitzvah, you're a recipient of a certain or a certain hashpa. So you have to be ready to be a recipient. You have to be a clay kibble. Same thing, it says, Hanose matana l'chaveiro tzarech l'odiyah, sh'em ha'kadosh baruch l'moshe, matana tova yishli b'beis gnazai l'ech l'odiyah, v'or shal Shabbos. You have to tell them about Shabbos first. Because why? V'yev shal l'kabel ha'or b'bilti hachana. In other words, you need hachana, meaning you need to have a mindset that you're doing something of significance and then you're going to get a spiritual bounty as a result of what you're doing. So therefore, you need to be told about it before. You need to be a recipient. And that's the point of Vayikra. He says here, let me see the Lashon. So he says that's the Lashon here. Mizel amdu l'chol makama matana, etc. So Vayikra means that Hashem is telling Moshe to be ready to be a recipient. Because before anything is said, Moshe has to be put on an awareness that he should be misake, he should make hachanas to be a clay kibble. And that's Vayikra al Moshe. And this, he says, this idea he has several times in the Sefer. If he points out, the Rabbah, the Rebbe has it in his, that Vayikra Moshe is the original calling, not to tell him anything, but just to say, okay, get ready to be a recipient, the clay kibble, in your mind. Make hachanas, you know, in your mind, that you're going to be a clay kibble. And that's the Lashon Vayikra. And it's interesting, in Parshas Kisisa, it says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimor v'asisi kior nechoshes. It's about the kior, about washing before going into the Ol Moed. Rachatzu es yideim ves ragleim. So he says, on page 8, in the first line. It says, V'chein b'chol mitzvah amru chazal sh'tzorich odom l'hachin atzmo v'siv b'mitzvah shavs v'chidos eshe yaviyu. Right? You can't just walk into a mitzvah. You have to have hachana. V'chein amru ha'nosei matono l'chaveiro tzorich l'hodiyo. In other words, you have to be psyched up. You have to have a readiness. Of Tara. That's the kior. The kior, in other words, before they go in, they have to be mitar themselves. They have to wash themselves. So we do by Shabbos. We make hachonis, right? You can't just walk into Shabbos. The last three lines on page 8 on the right side. Has quoted Ba'atara al Yodi Tara Sasam Shi Mukhona Makabel Atara. Ki Belo Achana Eide Michola Makabel Atara. And then he tells you a fantastic thing by Parshas Toldos. It says, Vayaze Yaakov Nozi Vayav Esav Ben Asod V'Goyoyf Vayomer Esav Al Yaakov Halitaydi nam in ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. In other words, feed me. Feed me from the soup. Feed me from the food. So why is he saying that? Feed me. So the hafloa has a fabulous pshat. He says here on page 11. He says that Yeshul farish vayom ve'isam min asadeh v'goyev vayomer halitaydi nam. Yeshul farish mashomer halitaydi nam. Nishamu Chazal, my ayev merchitza, shenemar mayim karam al nefesh ayefa. In your name, shal day merchitza masalak aklipa. Whereas when a person washes himself, he takes away the tumah. But Esav doesn't want to do that. The Esav shiratzono he olistabek beklipa. He wanted to keep the klipa, keep the tumah. He didn't want to. So he didn't want to do the Tilas Yadayim. Mi Yadayim Yidei Esav. She'osu l'itei lechem l'mi she'enu notel yadav. B'lorotzi Yaakov l'itei l'ha she'yitol az yadav. So he said, we can get out of it, Esav says. Feed it to me. This way I won't be touching the food. That's, you know, different opinions in the Gemara. We have the paskin. Just the opposite. We paskin if you eat, that if you're feeding someone else, that the eater has to wash netilas yadayim, and not the one who. But as Rav Moshe Shapira said to me, he's probably following this vort in the shalom. The Panim Yov is following the other shita that it's not totally on the person who's eating to wash netilas yadayim. So Esav doesn't want to get rid of the tumah, so he doesn't want to. So he knows that Yaakov is not going to give him if he doesn't wash his hands. So he says, "Oh, we'll follow the shita that if I'm not touching the food, I don't have to wash my hands." So that's why he says him halitainina, feed it to me. So because he doesn't want to do hachana, he doesn't want to get rid of the tumah, Esav. So that's the kachomer halitainina, the havi ochel machil, the enu tzaruch litol yadav, even though. As I discussed with Moshe Shapira, we pass the opposite way, but according to that opinion. But we hold just the opposite, that you always need hachana. But if you don't have hachana, you're not going to be able to be a recipient of kedusha and of sheva bracha. And if you take a look at page 20 in the Morav HaShemesh. The Morav HaShemesh says like this: Vayikra el Moshe, Perish Rashi, Midrash Rabba, Lechol Dibras, Chol Amiras, Chol Tzidum, Kadma Kriya. Right, there was always a Kriya before the Dibur, because the Kriya is to let the person, the listener, know that he has to prepare himself. He has to get psyched up to be a recipient. So he says, "L'havin ha'inyan b'me'mahat tzorach l'kriya l'chol abrimros nira al pi divrei medrash rabba." He says the medrash rabba says, Vayikra Aleph Osei, B'shlosha Mekomos Omad Moshe Menatzad. There are three places Moshe stands. In other words, look at the Biurim. Amad Moshe Menatzad Kolom Hech Bi'atzmo Shalolito L'atzmos Hashem. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing by the side, he didn't want to push himself in to get the covered. He says three times you see that besne. He was until Hashem says, "Im ein ata golam, ein acher golam." It wasn't like other people would run to the opportunity to be the leader. Moshe was omid me'atzad at Eitzel Hayam. Also, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Im ein ata boko." Ein acher boko, and Sinai, word over here, Hashem has to call him. He says, "Ainyan hu melamed lahatzadikim shabechol dor vador shalolo damas bedaito sharoy loso hasaga shehisig kam shuchzuk ze kam apom mishinisgalo ki im tzarich lachni atzmo v'lachlod bedaito sheino roy ladover ze." He says he feels he's not roy. Afshu roy shabuchan ladover ze Yosef Yishar b'nei Adam. Afal pikein yibur b'dadu she'inu roy shetzarech liyos begeder anava hachna. So this is another idea. In other words, the first trap we had in the Court of Yafos was by Yikral Moshe was to get him ready to be a recipient. Achana. This is saying Vayikra Otzad was Moshe Rabbeinu was such an onov that he never wanted to push himself in. He didn't want to, but till Hashem had to specifically call him. So no, you have to go. If you don't be the leader, no one else is fit to be the leader. If you don't split the yam, no one else. If you don't come the Har Sinai, no one else. So that's a different chart to. But and then there's a famous Degel Machne Ephraim. You know, the famous Degel Machne Ephraim on page 23. It's here in Vayikra, so we should say it over. It's a famous vort in Pirkei from Pirkei Avos. It says, "B'chol yom bas kol yotzeis mehar chorev." Right, every day the bas kol comes out from Har Sinai. It says, "Oy lebrius me'albonu shel Torah." It says, "Woe to the embarrassment of Torah, the people aren't learning." So the Tolus Yaakov Yosef says, "What's the point of this bas kol? If no one hears it, what's the point? Did you ever hear this bas kol? Never heard this bas kol. So what's the point that every day there's a bas kol?" So he says a famous word from the Baal Shem. He says, "Hinei shamati ben Adoni Avi Zkeni," I believe he means the Baal Shem. It's quoted in Tolus Yaakov Yosef that a person once in a while feels an inspiration to do tshuva. He says, "You know what that is? That's Vayikra El Moshe. That's the bas kol." In other words, you can't hear it, but sometimes your inner self is feeling inspired to do tshuva, and that's the neshama tuning into the sound waves of the bas kol. So we do hear it, and that's the Vayikra El Moshe. That's Hashem calling out to do tshuva. And that tshuva that we find every once in a while, we feel inspired, like we want to do tshuva, that's because that we do hear the bas kol. It's not audible, but the neshama can pick it up. And that's the famous... And then, one last thing, in the Sefer Or of Yisrael, he says a word. He says like this, so page 26. Vayikra, so again, the first Vayikra Moshe is the point of Yafos' word. That a person always has to make hachanas. He can't just go into Shabbos. You have to psych yourself up. Shabbos is coming. I'm going to be kaddle something. You can't just go into Torah. You have to have hachanas. You have to, you can't just walk into Shabbos. That's what, the famous thing that our Soloveitchik used to say. In America, we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. Because people don't have this. People just rush home from work and get there 2 minutes before, But the idea of Erev Shabbos, of the Rambam, that we The Rambam speaks about the person's waiting for Shabbos to come, just like, you know, waiting for Shabbos to come, just like a you're waiting for a special guest to come. And now the Org Yisrael says, you know, that Hashem had a call motion. This is what we saw before from the more of a Shemesh. Page 27. In other words, a person wants to go from one madrega to another, but who says you're ready for that? In other words, to go from step to step is not so pashut. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch has to say that you're ready for it. You're ready for it. He says, on page 27, the arrow on the right, he said, people who took on too much too soon, they became, you know, mishugoy. It was too much, too quick, too soon. You know, sometimes you have Bali Tshuva. They want to take too much too soon, and then they give it all up. He says, Nasim Mishugoyim or Bali Marashkor. Marashkor is a phrase to mean depression. They get depressed because they try to do too much and they can't, you know. So the Bali Uman Nimsa Dovarzeh, Imena Torah Chasuchal Adram, a Torah Mishka Mesameh. So what is it? The Torah makes people happy, but they want to go too quick, too soon. He wrote him, Lalos of Hashem, Asulam Nelma, Meinem, Kinem, O Desem Hadraga. They're doing two. They're not doing step by step. They're skipping to the top. The tovsim dovesh ein shaych lahem belishum kriya. In other words, you need a kriya rishus min hashamayim. Hashem has to permit. In other words, you can't just say, "Ah, oh, I want to get on the highest madriga." Now, today, when you know, sometimes it means you have to ask a rebbe who understands you, who's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say, "Is it proper for me to do this chumrah now? Am I ready for it?" You know, or maybe it's too much too soon, and then you take too much too soon, you become depressed, you get bali marash chayra. But you go slow. You know, that's the famous word from the Ramah that Haman says yasa eitz hamishim ama, that he wanted Mordechai to skip to the top, to the 50th shar, like overnight, without going step by step, but that ultimately will be his defeat and his downfall. Because if you don't go gradually, so you need a kriya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, maybe we're not going to hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll have a rebbe or a mentor or somebody who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell us that we're ready or we're not ready to take on the next step. Because a person can't necessarily take the achrayus on his own to say that I'm ready to be on this madrega, I'm ready to fast this day and fast that day, and you know, it's not simple. So that's another part of the yikra, is that you need a kriya, you need a calling to, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Yavne, of Chaim Yaakov Goldberg used to say that, you know, to leave yeshiva, you also need a heter to, you know, to say that it's time that you move, you know, you move on. That's why Noach needed a tzivah from Hashem, tzei min hateva. You know, Rashi always used to say that tevas Noach is like the yeshiva; it's an insular environment. So, are you ready yet to go out to the world? So, you need a tzav from Hashem, tzei min hateva. You know, so here vayikra, you need a vayikra to say, okay, I think you're ready to have this madrega of doing this particular thing. You know, it's something that won't cause you aversion to go on this madrega. You need hadracha, because people who don't do it and just decide on their own, and they take upon themselves too much, too soon, then they become what he says, chas v'shalom. He sees that they become mishugoyim. That was the lashon of the Oyv Yisrael. Yeah, page 27. Eid or Rabbi Menah Hasidim Shenasu Mishugoyim Chas V'Shalom Obale Marash Chayra. And it shouldn't be like that, because the Torah is a beautiful thing. It's Mesamachas, but for people who take too much too soon, And they have well intention. They're well intended people. But you need that kriya. Vayikra al Moshe. And that's the idea. Kadma kriya ledibur, malas achana lemitzvahs. You need achana, you need kriya, you need. And that's the different ideas of the idea of Vayikra al Moshe. The calling before. Okay, let me wish you, everyone, a good Shabbos. Rav Yosef Katan, Yehuda Bari, Rabbi Arbisfeld, Ilan Sasson, Shai Younger, Ari Aaron, Ferrari, Avi Hoffman, Ezra Hagler, Ezra Hess, Neil Albert, Yaron Oyla, Avram Levitz, Rabbi Kesselman, Josh McGrofsky, Rabbi Hertzfeld, we welcome you, Moshe Carroll, Yaron Oyla, Shlomo Garfinkel, and Nathan Bauer, and Rabbi Levy was here. Daniel Albert, Rabbi Hertzfeld, and Jacob Silberger, and Ezra Hagler, and Ari Mandelblum. And your name again is?
Noach Solomson.
Noach Solomson. And Rav Eric Grossley Schlita, and Rav Victor Felder Schlita. And Yosef Katan, and Nathan, and Ari Mandelblum. Yair Noller, Daniel Albert, and then having us with Katan, and Mea Kessler, and Shlomo Garfinkel, and Ferrari, and Rowan Hirschfeld. Did I get everybody? I don't want to miss anybody.
Yosef Katan won that three times.
Okay. The key is I don't want to miss anybody. So we're going to have cheer. We're going to have those that didn't take the Mechina can take it from 10 to 11 on Sunday. We'll have a Zoom session, or if you want to come in. And then we'll have another. We'll start to do some in Yoni Pesach, in Halacha, and Agada, throughout the week. So we'll do some stuff. We'll see how it works.
Next week, what's the Parsha?
And then we'll have Parsha. We have to do Parsha also. But
which day?
Probably the last day.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is there a packet in Yoni Achila or Pesach, or for
example, Shabbos?
I saw such a packet in the Google Drive.
Which one? Achila. That one, I gave that last night.
Oh,
I don't know if you want, we can do that, but
I
okay, we'll see. We'll speak to Elad about to see which ones we'll do. But
Eitan Dan was asking where you can buy your Saint Bernard.
Oh, tell him it's in the